The second lesson this morning is from the very opening part of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. In a way, first off, the beginnings of letters from those days are very structured and very, very formal, and Paul follows all that. But Paul is writing to a group of people who have severely disappointed him. He had founded the church in Corinth, and he had gone on to other things, moved along. And in the meantime, things had gone a little awry, a little off-kilter in Corinth. They got trying to figure out who they followed, if it was Apollos or Paul or whoever, and there were communion after the meals had turned into some kind of a party. And so Paul had some things that he was going to say to these people that were really hard to say. And I'm sure it was hard for him to take this initiative to try to straighten things out. From 1 Corinthians 1, 1-9. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that has been given to you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. May God add a blessing to the hearing and the understanding of this holy word. Amen. So both the scriptures today tell the story of people who have set out to do God's work and things have not worked out well. In Isaiah, the servant, the one who is telling this story, talks about how he was selected from his mother's womb and God sent him out to the people of Israel to try to bring them back, to bring them back into the fold. He says, he made me a polished arrow. And in his quiver, he hid me. And he said to me, you are my servant Israel, in whom I am glorified. But then the suffering servant, or the servant, says, yeah, Lord, but I have labored in vain. I've spent my strength for nothing, in vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward is with my God. So he's talking about how he went out there and he tried to do what he'd been called to do, but it just didn't take somehow. And so what did God do? Said, well, in that case, I'm going to give you a little bigger job. I'm going to send you to the Gentiles. I'm going to send you out to raise up. It's too light a thing, God says, that you should just go to the people of Israel. So I'm going to send you out to the nations so that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. And so the Lord sent him out, even though he had pretty much not made it on his smaller task. How did he do it? With God's strength. With God's strength. And then Paul, as I said, you know, he had this church in Corinth that he had founded, And it had not gone, it was not going well. And, you know, in the beginning, everything, of course, was great because that's the way it is in the beginning of a great movement. And yet now he has to come back. And even though he's got hard things to say, did you hear the blessing and, you know, the words that he said to them? He talked to them about how the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among them. They have heard the word and it's been strengthened. And then, he says, he will also strengthen you to the end so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because again, they were expecting Christ to come back any time. So that day of the coming was thought to be imminent. But I wondered if Paul was being a little ironic here. Because if God is going to strengthen them to the end that they may be blameless, doesn't that mean that God is going to kind of help them get straightened out? Doesn't it mean that God is going to strengthen them to come back to the way that God would have them be? So that strengthening by God is so important. I think, you know, Stephen MacDonald, in thinking about what he faced, I mean, he was maybe 22 or 23 when this happened to him. And I think a lot of folks would have kind of checked out, but he didn't. And according to what was said at his funeral and, you know, everything I read, it was his faith that kept him going. It was his faith that helped him go and forgive the young man that shot him. Now, by the way, that didn't work very well because the young man went to prison, kept getting in trouble, and, you know, evidently never turned his life around. So this is something that MacDonald did for him, not so much for the person he forgave. I think, and I'm guessing now because I didn't know the man, I think that he understood that the forgiveness was important for him to be able to go forward. It was important not so much to the young man, but to him, so that he could do what he felt he was called to do, and which for 30 years he did. Okay, he was strengthened. All of us have had times in our lives when things turn topsy-turvy, when things just don't, no matter how hard we think we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, how much we think we're following God, it just doesn't work, isn't working out. When I was in Scituate, Massachusetts, and I knew that it was time for me to leave the full-time ministry, I thought, yeah, it's hard, but darn, I know God called me into this, but it's just not working at this point. And so I left the church, and I thought, well, here I am, I'm going into the workforce, you know, I can speak, I can write, I can teach, I'm, you know, pretty good guy, you know, all things considered, and, you know, can kind of crack a joke if I need to, and I was also a little on the old side, of course. And so for 5 months, I looked for work. I don't know where I got the strength after a while. I do know that prayers and some people who really reached out in tangible ways made it happen. But it was God who strengthened me to get through it. And finally, I'll tell you the rest of this. Finally, I went one day to Kelly, and I became a Kelly girl. Okay. I took the word test, you know, word processing, and I took the Excel test. And the Excel test, the woman says, well, you were a little slow, but you were 100% accurate. So anyway, and then a week or so later, I got a call. They were going to put me, I should report to this company. It was a Medicare contractor on March something. And I thought, yes, finally, you know. And then on Thursday, before the Monday I was supposed to report, I got a phone call. It said, oh, no, we don't want you Monday. Do it a week from Monday. Talk about needing strength, you know. Well, I went. And long story short, I spent seven months as a temp. They converted me. I spent 8 years there, and finally retired to come here. The strength to get through, whether it's the death of a loved one, whether it's the unemployment or underemployment, whether it's a relationship that just where God has put something together, it seems, and it just crumbles around you. All of those things seem insurmountable. They seem like they're just some things that will just take us down. And yet, God will strengthen us to get through them. God will strengthen us to get through them. In Philippians, Paul writes some other words. He says, not that I'm referring, in what had gone before, but I decided not to read the whole thing, to being in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and being in need. And now the next phrase I'm going to offer to you is a mantra. Not just alm, as I was talking to Dennis before the service. He says, alm? I said, no, something much more helpful. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Doesn't say that things are going to be easy. Doesn't they say that you're going to just zip right through whatever's going on? But it does say, I can do all things through God who strengthens me, through him who strengthens me. Can you say that with me? I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Nice mantra, right? Nice mantra. It's not an easy fix. It's not an easy fix. That will be said many times with tears rolling down your face, sitting in your most secret room, not knowing exactly what's going to happen next. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. What a promise. What a promise. It happened for Steve McDonald. I don't know if he said the words, but I think he found the strength. It's happened to me. I would bore you to go through the many times that God has given me something when I needed it. And it happens not only to individual people, but it happens to groups as well, churches in particular. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I've been doing, as part of my interim work that I do when I'm an interim pastor, I've been looking at the history of the church, some of the recent history. And I read that when Jed left, people thought, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what we're going to do. You know, he'd been here for a lot of years. I mean, for this church in particular, a long time. And yet, somehow, with or without the mantra, God strengthened this church to move on. You can do all things through God who strengthens you. And then the next settled pastor was Glenn. And Glenn's very short pastorate here was very difficult for people. I know that, and I don't know a lot about it, but I know how difficult it was. I actually preached here in July of that year on my walker because I had just had my knees replaced. But it was hard, and people were saying, what are we going to do? How are we going to get through this? But look at the strength that you found. The strength that you found from God to move on, and not only move on, but to get more vibrant and to grow in faith. And then, almost as an answer to that, Shannon came. And Shannon was a great pastor for you. And when she left, a lot of people were saying, I don't know how we're going to get through this, personally or corporately. You know? People were saying, why did this happen? What's going on? Well, you can do all things through God who strengthens us. We can do all things through God who strengthens us. Doesn't mean that all of the stuff goes away. It doesn't mean that everything is like a greased slide into the future, like we just go zipping along. It's not the way it is with God. God knows I'd like it sometimes, and I'm sure you would too. But there's the story about the how to get from this side of the forest to the other side of the forest. You can't go around it. You can't go around it. And you can't back off and go back where you came from. The only way through it is through it. The only way to the other side of the difficult times is to go through them. Is to go through them. And that's hard. It's hard to face doing it like Stephen McDonald did at the time of his shooting. What did he think? Did he see that forest and he say, I'm going to go through that no matter what? I don't know if it was something immediate or if it was something that happened later. But for most of us, there's not an immediate answer. There's not an immediate, yeah, I'm going to go right through that forest. I'm going to take this on. It's hard to get through the forest, but we can do it through him who strengthens us. Would you say that with me one more time? I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Say it. Remember it. Carry it with you. And when you feel like there's no other place to go, that you just can't make it on your own, remember that you don't have to make it on your own. Because God will strengthen you all the way through the darkest of forests. Amen.